Anyway, John Walsh is the Director of Readiness and Response from at Biosecurity New Zealand for the Ministry of Primary Industries. Reducing the risk of freshwater gold clam spreading, and we've been talking to whānau in Okataina, in Taupō, Waikato, about the insidious invasion of the gold clam. So here to join us to talk to us about how we can best, can we eradicate, or is the best we can do is to stem the tide of invasion? John Walsh, Director of Readiness and Response, Biosecurity, joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe, John. Thanks so very much for joining me. I'm Claudette Hawati. Thanks very much for joining us here on Te Reo Irirangi o Wātea. Mōrena.
Mōrena, Claudette. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
So I had just said in my introduction, how best to view the gold clam is the best we can do is to stem the tide of its invasion, or are we able to eradicate?
Yeah, so Claudette, when the clam arrived here in early May this year, or when we found it in early May this year, it had already been here for 2 or 3 years. Which is unfortunate. We pulled together a technical advisory group, so some scientific experts from New Zealand and overseas, and some Mataranga Māori experts as well, to help us to answer that question. We got that report a couple of weeks ago, and they have told us that nowhere in the world where this clam has invaded has anybody been able to eradicate it. And unfortunately, they think that our ability to eradicate it out of the Waikato River, which is the only place we know it to be at the moment, is going to be incredibly challenging and probably not possible. So the best thing that we can do, and the thing that we're focused on and others are really focused on at the moment, is working out how we can contain it in the Waikato River and to stop it spreading to other places.
It's a little bit like COVID, isn't it? You know, it's there and we have to deal with it. So just for clarification then, the gold clam is only situated in the Waikato River currently, but for our whānau in Taupō, as an example, it leads into Taupō. So we've got a issue, though, even though it's contained, as we said, in the Waikato, it's got an ability to branch out into the tributaries that also feed into our other lakes. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So we've done an awful lot of surveillance over the last few months, and we have a reasonably high degree of confidence that it is only in that stretch of the Waikato River that goes from Lake Maraetai down to just below Hamilton City. We've had a look around Lake Taupō, we've had a look at other parts of the Waikato River above Maraetai, and we haven't found it there. We've done an awful lot of surveillance in the Waipa River and other Waikato River tributaries, and we haven't found it there. Bauplenty Regional Council and Te Arawa Lakes Trust have done some surveillance in that area. They haven't found it there. We've done some limited surveillance in other parts of the country. And all the evidence just keeps coming back to we have it in this one 99-kilometre stretch of the Waikato River. So, you know, if there is good news in this, that is the good news, that despite it having been here for 2 or 3 years, it hasn't gone rampant around the country. And so that does give us an opportunity to deal with it and to contain it and to work to prevent it spreading to other locations.
And so Māori kaitiaki, deeply concerned about the spread of the clam then. As I said, we have spoken to our whānau in Okataina and Taupō. Okataina, they've closed their lake, even though it's the start of the trout season. So with that in mind, is there pushback from those recreational fishers, like the trout fishing people and others, to having these lakes closed?
I think it's fair to say that there is some pushback. So when Ngāti Tarawhai made the decision to close Okataina, They asked us if we would support that by putting in place a controlled area notice, and we've done that. We put that in place for a month, and we're working with Ngāti Tarawhai, the regional council, Fish and Game, to figure out what protection can we put in place for that lake. And I think the work that we're doing there is going to help us to put in place protections for other lakes. But I just keep going back to the point, which is that the most important thing that we can do is to contain it in the known infested region in the Waikato River. I know the decision around the Rahui and the controlled area notice for Lake Okataina has been controversial, but I also know that nobody wants this clan to spread. Doesn't matter whether you're a fisher, whether you're kaitiaki, whether you canoe on lakes and rivers or swim in them. Nobody wants the clan to spread. And I know that some fishers were concerned about the temporary closure of Lake Okataina, but I also know that many fishers support that.
And so I did ask our whānau in Okataina if we could eat them. Why can't we eat them?
Yeah, certainly they are a delicacy, considered a delicacy in the parts of the world where they naturally come from, which is the southern Asian region. The thing about them is that they're a filter feeder, and like all filter feeders, they tend to concentrate things in the water, in their muscles, that are perhaps not good for our health. And unfortunately, you know, the Waikato River is not the cleanest river in the country, and we think it would be unwise to eat them.
Right. So they're a bit putty, so we shouldn't gobble them up. That's a pity, because that would help. We could eradicate if we ate it. But that's not the case. We can't do that. Well, thank you so very much, John, for joining us. Good to kōrero with you. We wish you all the very best. Me tuku mihi kia koe.
Appreciate that.
Can't eat them. Don't eat them, whānau.